wait for Huey to... There we go. There's Huey Lewis getting us into the weekend. It was one of those when the song came out, I was working at the time. My summer job was at the Valley Fair Amusement Park in the Twin Cities. And so you'd hear that thing screaming out of the 73 Plymouth Fury that I drove to work every day. Tuesday is election day. It's primary election day. You need to vote. Whether you're voting, and you can only vote in one party's primary. So whether you're voting in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary, you should vote. Some of these races are extremely important, and you should have a say in who your party's nominee is for this office or that office. But I can also tell you from personal experience that if you skip an election, it may come back to haunt you, because, you know, you're supposed to be a good citizen. Didn't we just talk about Tim Michaels, who did not vote in the 2016 primary for Donald Trump? And has
Tim Michaels is so funny. Like, I just don't understand it. I don't.
He's saying he didn't. Rebecca Clefish didn't support Trump. You didn't vote. You should really sit down on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was running for Congress in 2012, I want to say it was 2012 or was it legislature in 2010? No, it was Congress in 2012. I had a staff member who, you know, was much better connected to, you know, the ins and outs of running a campaign. And she said, well, one of the things you have to do as a candidate is you basically have to hire a private investigator to investigate you. You know, what is really out there? If somebody were to dig around, what would they find? And you may think there's nothing out there, but, you know, you may have forgotten, you know, what you did or something, or thought something was innocuous, like, you know, not voting in the 2016 primary, Tim Michaels. Anyway, so I'm with her in the car, and this was sometime afterwards. I'd long since forgotten about it, and her cell phone rings. I was taking a turn driving at that point, and I just hear her go, "Oh yeah, hi, Are you sure? Okay. Thank you." She hangs up the phone, says that was the agency, the investigative agency that had done their research on me. That didn't sound like great news to me. I was waiting for the hammer to drop to find out what it is that could be, you know, so terrible out there. And she said, "Did you not vote in the 2004 presidential election?" And I immediately lit up, because I, you know, in a happy way, I'm like, that's the thing. That's what they're going to hit me on, is that I skipped a presidential election. Because in this case, I did. I'm guilty. You look like you were going to say something there, Luke. You were going to shame me for not voting.
No, I also didn't vote in that election. But
you were 8 years old.
I was 10 years old.
You were 10 years old. Shut up. Turn your mic back off. So there I was having to defend not voting in, John Kerry, George W. Bush facing off. And I had to tell her the story of, you know, I was anchoring the news at Channel 13 at the time. And, you know, the TV business is funny. In the off years, the odd numbered years, TV stations and radio stations too can be so cash strapped that I remember one time when they ran out of toilet paper, and it was kind of we're waiting, you know, cash flow, you might have to bring in a roll. You know, they didn't really get to that point, but there were certainly jokes about it that, you know, office supplies had run low and such. That's the odd numbered years in the TV business. In the even numbered years, when all the political ads are running, I mean, the dump truck is backing up and just pouring cash into the station. And so every even numbered year, we would have the cash to get we got a new computer system one year. We got a new set. And in this one particular year, this was the year we were getting a new newsroom. They were completely gutting, you know, what had been there for the, you know, 40 years or so previous, and basically rebuilding the newsroom. We thought that was great news. When did they decide to do this? The October of an election year. So there we are in a makeshift studio while they're working on the new studio and working in the newsroom. And it was great to have all this new stuff, but you know, you had wires hanging from the ceiling everywhere and hoping the fire marshal didn't shut you down between the weather and sports. Much like what Luke has, for those of you watching on video, it looks like a death trap behind him. That was the situation that we faced in the fall of 2004. And I was one of the few who understood how the election software worked that put the vote totals up on the screen. It's a totally different software program. And I was one of the few people that knew how to operate it. So although I was doing everything possible to prepare for election night 2004 and thought I was going to take a break at some point during the day to go up to the Eagle Point Town Hall, which is one of the most beautiful town halls in the middle of Chippewa County, and vote, I just couldn't get away. I couldn't get away because I was preparing to do election night coverage in 2004. So my thought was, you know, if that's, you know, what they want to hit me on, that I didn't vote, I've got a ready-made excuse. I've got a newsroom that was stripped to the bones and a computer system that had to be programmed, because otherwise we were thinking we're going to have to bring in chalkboards, you know, and write the numbers on there to tell people what's going on.
Just like a prehistoric Steve Kornacki, just like chalkboard.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'd love to see Steve Kornacki do all this with a blackboard. Sorry, that's not going to work that way. So in the last couple of seconds that we have left here, I just wanted to hit on, you know, things that we talked about this week, because we've had a great first week here. And I want to again express my appreciation to Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg for being our very first guest, where we didn't just talk about the goats, and the goats are gone now, but the goats did their thing, taking on invasive species, you know, in one of the parks. But we talked about the continued threat of PFAS contamination and the things that they're trying to do to help make sure that residents in Wausau continue to have clean water. And we then talked to Nancy Stencil, who told us about a proposed mining project in Marathon County, where just the test drilling alone could introduce PFAS into the water because of some of the materials that are used in the boring process. Our big thing this week was to talk to all four of the Democratic candidates who are running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. And they all talked about what would make them the better representative. Brad Paff stood out by saying he would not necessarily support an assault weapons ban, but all of them talked about what an improvement they would be over the Republican nominee Derek Van Orden. So we really appreciated the time with them. I want to thank Robert Craig from Citizen Action, who spoke with us on Wednesday on being one of democracy's little helpers and getting people informed on how to vote. And of course, Senator Tammy Baldwin joined us yesterday to talk a bit more about the Inflation Reduction Act and the many benefits it'll have when it passes this weekend. So thank you for joining us for the first week of Up North News, the radio show. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.